As we're talking about, it's a combination of getting your hands back and your feet. You know, it's tough after the break. But for a goalie, what's the biggest challenge?
I don't know about challenge. I just want to make sure that I'm staying tight and, you know, I'm not getting loose out there and getting my eyes back, my patience down. And it's more of a little bit of maintenance. Just to remind yourself, don't forget the details that we all worked on and we've been grinding through. And, you know, I guess that's the most important part when we're out there, went out early and got the speed down, got the feel down, and that's what it is for a goalie.
And how was the first feel? Sorry, how was the first practice feel? Do you feel out of place or do you feel right
no,
back
No, you know, I felt exactly how I should have. My patience was actually pretty good, and that didn't take long to walk back into place. And, you know, everything, my foundation was there, so I'm really happy with it. And now I just got to continue moving forward with it and take the foundation and grow it.
Wouldn't it be natural to expect some kind of blip here?
Even
sort of in the first game. That was good.
Almost got it.
Is there going to be a hesitation here maybe early on, and that's just natural?
You know,
where you're not playing the way you were maybe 2-3 weeks ago?
No, you know, I don't think so. Maybe it was a little bit loose and maybe getting our skater legs under us, but I mean, Calgary's in the same boat as us, so we can't expect to be behind the eight ball on anything. It's only 5 days at the end of the day. And I'm pretty sure we all treated the break like a pro and got a nice workout in, you know, did the things we needed to do to be ready to play. So I mean, maybe there's a little bit of a loose blimp, but, you know, I don't think so. I think the guys are going to work hard, and maybe they're going to work twice as hard, so maybe the game gets tighter.
What do you think the next couple of weeks are going to be like, where you come off the bye week, you've got these back-to-back, we go to California, then you get to go down to Tampa? Have you looked at all kind of what this calendar could be like here through the end of January?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be back to the warm weather. I'm not against that. I'm still working on my tan, but, no, it's going to be fun, you know. That's the way I want to describe this, because we're playing every other day, if not every day, back to back, and you know we're working hard, and we have a good coach and we have a good team, and you know we kind of know that this is when the game changes. It gets a little more tighter, and teams start seeing the playoff race, and they start grinding a little harder, and I enjoy that personally. I think that's the fun part about hockey, and that's the fun part about growing as a team.
Yeah, as good as your first half was, being able to duplicate that would put you guys in a very good spot, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. We're still first and central, is that correct?
No, I think you're
one back.
We're one back now?
Of national.
And even then, it's pretty good. I just think we need to make sure we stay relaxed and just keep playing our game. We can't get away from it, and we can't get phased from it. And only that, when we do that, we're going to start growing it. And now teams are going to be intimidated of us. And we're going to be expecting a hard-fought game every single night, and that's what teams are going to get.
Do you get that intimidation feeling already?
You know, I think we do. I think we've done good work up to this point, but you know, we can't ever let off the gas pedal, especially not in this league. Our fans expect it, and we expect it, and our organization expects it. So I think having a nice bye week is good, because now we have the energy to go right back at it.